You take your Bibles this evening, turn to John 8, please. This evening, we'd like to look at really one of the keys to the Christian life that we find presented here in the book of John, and how really that is going to be brought about in our lives. You know, what is really the key for us to do what we ought to be doing? And it's really something simple, but yet many times something that we have a hard time doing. Really, it's one of the things that parents ought to be seeking to instill within their children at a young age. Something that really any parent is trying to do with their children really before the time that they're one many times. What is that? Well, what's one of the things that parents really are seeking to get their children to do? One of the most important things that a parent can teach their children. Well, what is it? It's simply obedience. In John 8 and verse 31, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." I believe the idea there of continue is the word for remain. And John 15 talks about abiding in Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ says that true discipleship is manifested by continuing in his word. All right, real discipleship in our lives is manifested by obedience. You know, we can state, you know, I am a disciple of Christ. But how was a real disciple manifested? Well, it was by their continuation, by their following, by their obedience to the words of Christ. You know, just a couple verses later, we find the opposite, verse 34. It says, "Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." You know, the opposite is sin. If we decide to go our own direction, we are going to be enslaved by the sin that we decide to continue in. You know, the people in the Lord Jesus Christ's day, there was a sin that they were enslaved to. In fact, the religious people in John chapter 9, notice verse number 22. Many times it's something that we can be enslaved to. It says, here's the parents of the man who was healed. And they're speaking, verse 21, it says, "But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself." It says, "These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore," said his parents, "he is of age, ask him." You know, in John chapter 8, it says, "He that committeth sin," verse 34, "whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." These people's actions, the parents' actions in John chapter 9, were controlled by what? Their desire, their fear of the religious leaders of that day, and what was going to happen to them. You know, how many times is our speech or what we say controlled by the fear of what other people are going to think rather than our commitment to follow Jesus Christ and to do whatever he says? You know, if we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed? You know, when we give ourselves over to sinful desires or passions, When you give yourself over to bitterness, what does it do? Well, it controls you. You become enslaved by that desire or by that passion. You become enslaved by that bitterness or that envy or that jealousy, and it begins to not only control your actions, but even control your very mind and the way that you think. In John chapter 8 and verse 36, what was Christ's answer to the enslavement of sin? Well, John 8 and verse 36, he says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Now, earlier in verse 32, it says, "And ye shall know the what? The truth, and the truth shall make you free." Verse 36, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." What is the answer to the enslavement of sin? Well, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the what? The truth, and the life. That ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Shall make you free." The idea of know there is not just a head knowledge, but an experiential knowledge of the truth. And who is that? Well, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the truth that sets us free. It is the truth that is made known by what? The Word of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." You know, tonight, can you ask yourself the question, am I a continuer? Am I somebody that remains? Am I steadfast in the Word of God, in what the Lord Jesus Christ has said? Or is there an enslavement in my life that is controlling my actions? You know, in Ezekiel chapter 20, the children of Israel were really enslaved by the false gods that they had given themselves over to. In Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 16, it says, "Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart," what? "Went after idols." Later on in verse 24, "Because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes," the truth, "and had polluted my Sabbaths," they had gone their own direction, "and their what? Their eyes were after their father's idols." They became enslaved to their sin. And if you find, what was the answer to their problem? Well, verse 26, "And I polluted them in their own gifts, in that they caused to pass through the fire, all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate." And what was the answer to the end? "That they might know that I am the Lord." You know, the answer to the problem of sin is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the children of Israel needed to understand that God was the Lord. And you know, true discipleship is manifested by obedience. And how is that obedience brought about in our lives? And we're going to look at that at the end of the message. But what was the whole purpose of the book of John? Well, so that these people would believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and that believing they might have what? Life through His name. And when they understood the truth of who Jesus Christ was, and they committed themselves to that truth, that is what was going to enable them to obey Him, because they understood who He was. And here, the children of Israel, who did they need to understand? Well, to the end that they might know that what? That I am the Lord. But what were they doing? Well, they were committing, for their heart went after what? Their idols. Verse 24, "and their eyes were after their father's idols." They had gotten away from the fact that the Lord was God. That Jesus, God said here that I am the Lord. You know, are you a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If you are, it will be manifested by simple obedience, by a continuation in His Word. In John chapter 14, not only do we see that true discipleship is manifested by obedience. In John 14, verse 21, and verse 15 and 21, but we'll look at verse 21 first, we find that true love is manifested by obedience. It says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." All right, so he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. All right, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. All right, so it's a cheers of truth that we understand that true love is manifested by obedience. All right, if a man love me, he will what? He will keep my words. All right, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. All right, it's a simple truth, but true love is manifested by obedience. You know, if you truly love someone, all right, and they give you a command, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to submit yourself to that command that was given by that person. All right, and it's a truth here that the Lord Jesus Christ is presenting to his disciples. And notice what it says here. In verse number 23, it says, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. The presence of God is manifested in a special way in the lives of those who obey, who truly love God. You know, in John chapter 15 and verse 5, I'm trying to bring some of these things together, it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and then it says, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do what? Ye can do nothing. All right, well, many times we focus on the fact that we need to be abiding in Christ. But what does it say? It says, he that abideth in me, and what? And I in him. Well, what does it say in John 14, 23? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and what? And make our abode with him. All right, notice how these things really play together. And we're going to, at the end of the message, you know, we aren't preaching a work salvation here, all right? But the fact is that abiding in Christ, all right, if you look at the next verses there, verse 7. If ye abide in me and my what? Notice the parallel idea to Christ abiding in us. And my what? My words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. All right, so here, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ abiding in him. Verse 23 of the previous chapter, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will what? Keep my words. All right, they will be abiding in him. And when that takes place, it says that my Father will love him and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You know, the normal Christian life, a life of true love for the Savior, is manifested by obedience. You know, we look at someone and say, boy, that person is obeying God. What a great Christian they are. You know, you think of the parable where the Lord Jesus Christ said, you know, if a servant simply does what his master requires of him, is he really much, would he be considered a great servant? Well, he's simply doing what? His duty. You know, and sometimes as Christians, we kind of think, well, you know, I'm showing up for church, you know, I'm maybe, you know, doing my devotions, or I'm doing these things that I ought to do, I must be a great Christian. Well, where are we really going beyond? Are we showing that true love that is manifested by obedience? Is there that abiding in Christ? Is that there that remaining in his words? Notice verse number 10 of chapter 15. If ye keep my what? My commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as what? As I have kept my Father's commandments and what? Abide in His love. All right, in John chapter 8 and verse 29, what was the testimony of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ? It says, "And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I what? For I do always those things that please Him." All right, the relationship of Christ. What he did always those things that pleased the Father. All right, and that in verse number 10 of chapter 15 is what is to be expected of our lives. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have what? Kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. All right, and if we think of verse number 23, the previous chapter, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our what? Our abode with him." And then later on, he speaks of the Holy Spirit, and obviously the presence of God manifested in our lives through the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, tonight, are we a believer in which the commands of God are being followed in our lives? You know, He gave a simple command here in this context in verse number 12. "This is my commandment, that ye what? That ye love one another as I have loved you." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for followers that are what? That are self-sacrificial in their love to others. Many times we love for what we can get from the love that we are giving. But that was not the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye what? Do whatsoever I command you." You know, tonight, are we manifesting our discipleship? Are we manifesting our love for the Savior by our obedience to Him? Specifically in our willingness to give of ourself for others and for the cause of Christ? True love is manifested by obedience. We find also here that true joy is the result of obedience. Notice John chapter 15, verse 10. "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love." And what's the result? Verse 11. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be what? Might be full." You know, we look at the Christian life many times as, boy, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and I don't keep up on that, and then this is going to happen, and this person's going to look down on me. You know, what is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's giving these instructions to His disciples, really, as He's on His way to the cross and to what is going to be taking place there. And He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." You know, if you ever dealt with your children before, when are your children the most miserable? Maybe you can think of a younger child, even a teenager, but when are they the most miserable? Maybe at camp, you know, counselors, you know, and your campers. When are they the most miserable? Well, it's when they're what? They're doing their own thing. They're living their own way. You know, when are we the most miserable? When we are not doing what God wants us to do. We're going our own pathway. And the true joy is the result of obedience, simply submitting ourselves to the plan of God. In John chapter 16 and verse 22, it says, And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. You know, that the joy that the Lord Jesus Christ gives is not something that can be taken away. Verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye what? Ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. All right, what did he say in John 15:7? If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall what? Ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. All right, when that takes place, verse 24, ask, and ye shall receive, that your what? That your joy may be full. When we are living this life, that ought to be characteristic of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. As we are living in obedience to Him, there is that relationship with Him where we can simply go to Him and ask, and ye shall receive, that your what? That your joy may be full. You know, do you need joy this evening? Maybe it's simply a result, maybe it's a lack of obedience in your life. Maybe it's a lack of prayer. There is not that relationship where you go to the Lord and you see those needs met before His throne and your joy is full. You know, the song, Does Jesus Care? I don't have the words in front of me, but I was reading in Alfred Smith's Hymn Histories about that hymn. And I believe it was a pastor or some kind of a preacher. And, you know, he was really in kind of despondency and despair, so to speak. And he remembered, I think, the words of the hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Maybe it was one of the verses of that hymn. And as he thought of that, he went to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord lifted these burdens, these things that he was experiencing from his life. And it was shortly after that time of revival in his life that he was led to write the words of the song, "Does Jesus Care?" And he wrote the words to the hymn, "Does Jesus Care When My Heart Is Pained?" One of the stanzas I was reading, I wish I should have brought it with me, but I think we only have three stanzas in our hymnals, but there are actually, I believe, it's four stanzas to that hymn. But here's a man that had gotten away from the fact of going to the Lord in prayer, asking that our joy might be full. Have we gotten away from the privilege that we have to simply go to Him in prayer? You know, in John chapter 13, verse 17, what did Christ say? If ye what? Know these things, happy are ye if ye what? If ye do them. True joy is the result of obedience. You know, young person, do you have real joy in your life? Or is there just kind of a fake smile that you put on when you come to church or you come to school? And it's almost like it's hard to put it on. Well, why is that? Well, there's no obedience in your life. And the joy that the Lord Jesus Christ brings into our lives is a result of what? Is a result of following Him, of submitting ourselves to His will. So we see here the importance of obedience. It's key to true discipleship, to truly following God. It's key to the love of God. It's key to having joy in our lives. But how is this obedience going to be brought about in our lives? All right, we know the importance of obedience. We see it. I mean, without it, we cannot love God. Without it, there's going to be no joy in our lives. Without it, there's going to be no love, true love for God in our lives. As I alluded to earlier, John chapter 20 and verse 31. What was the purpose of the book of John? It says, but these are written that ye might what? That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. Let's turn over to John chapter 17 as He prayed for His disciples and those that would come after. And if you're saved tonight, you were included in that prayer. John chapter 17 in verse number 6. Notice what it says. It says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Right? Notice verse number 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. All right, so notice, remember the key earlier, and I read, you know, the verses over and over, so hopefully you got them. Verse number 23, I'll read it again of John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will what? Keep my words. Whose words are those? Well, the Father's words. Who is going to bring them to their remembrance? Well, it was the Holy Spirit. And we will come unto him and make, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. All right, back to John chapter 17, verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have what? Believed that thou didst send me. All right, so what was the key here? The key to the disciples following the words of the Lord Jesus Christ was what? Understanding who he was. Why did the disciples not follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Why did the Pharisees, the religious leaders, choose not to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because they did not recognize who he was. Why? Because of the hardness of their hearts. You know, John chapter 12, he had blinded their eyes and had hardened their heart that they should not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted that I should heal them. You know, they did not respond to the light that was given to them. They had hard hearts. They did not understand. They did not have that comprehension of who the Lord Jesus Christ was. You know, tonight, really, the simple truth of why do we not obey the Lord? Well, even as a believer, why do we not obey the Lord? When there are times of disobedience manifested in our lives, why is it? Well, it's because we do not understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And we are forsaking, really, a true understanding of his Lordship in our lives. You know, the disciples, what? They have believed that thou didst send me. You know, tonight, if we will truly understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is, if we will understand his power, if we will understand his greatness, if we will understand his sovereign control of the universe, how can we not but put our faith and trust and dependence upon who he is? You know, when we choose to willfully sin, you know, we make a choice to sin. Why would somebody do something like that? You know, when's the last time any of us sinned? Well, if we're truly honest, it'd be much closer than what we would want to admit. You know, why does that take place? Well, we have what? We have lost a knowledge. We have lost that ye shall know the truth, and the what? The truth shall set you free. You know, an unsaved person, if they're going to be set free, what do they have to know? Well, they need to know the truth. They need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, tonight, your problem could be the fact that there has never been that true knowledge, personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and his claims upon your life. Because you have never understood who he truly is, you have never really come to him seeking for that life that only he can impart. In verse number 26 of John 17, it says, and I have declared unto them thy name, and what? And will declare it, So here he is declaring who the Father is. I will declare unto them thy name and will declare it that what? As a result of this declaration that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. So notice in Romans chapter 10, what does it say? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of God. How is this love going to be manifested in their lives? Well, by the declaration of who the Father was to the disciples. You know, in John chapter 12, verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the disciples and said, or spoke to the people there, I shouldn't say the disciples, but verse 35, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may what? Be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. All right, so it says, while ye have the light, what is the response? Believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. You know, when light is presented to us, we have two responses. We can either what? We can either reject that light, or we can what? We can believe in the light. And really, what is the result of obedience? What is wrapped up in the response to that light? Well, here the Lord Jesus Christ was giving them light. Some people what? Some people chose to reject him. Some people chose to what? Respond to him for who he was. You know, this evening, are you responding to the light that is given you? You know, as a Christian, if you are honest with yourself, you know, there's not a whole lot of joy there tonight. Well, joy is a result of obedience. You know, how is your love for the Lord? How is that following of him? Is it really present in your life? And the question we have to ask ourselves is, have we lost sight of the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is? Are we truly, do we recognize that obedience is the result of faith? Obedience is the result of understanding who the Savior is and putting our complete trust and dependence upon him. Notice in John chapter 12, the same chapter, it says in verse 44, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Verse 47, and if any man what? Hear my words. What was the response? And believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Then he goes on to speak that the words that he spoke, that is what would judge them. Verse 59, know that his commandment is what? Life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. But notice verse 47, the connection with what? Hearing his words and what? Believing. You know, there can be two responses. Either we hear his words and receive them, or we can reject them. You know, how are we going to continue in this walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it is what? Responding to the light that has been given. You know, are we daily living in that relationship with the Holy Spirit where we are responding to His promptings, as we are responding, obviously He works through the Word of God. And if we're not in the Word of God, how can we be expected, how can we expect to be led by the Spirit of God? You know, are we willing, have we really divorced ourselves, so to speak, from the Word of God? And then we're wondering, you know, why is there not joy there? Why is there a lack of love for the Savior? Because the only way there can be love is as we follow His commandments. As we understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is, realizing that He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the life. There is no other life without Him. You know, tonight, do you have that salvation? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you understand who He is? You know, believer, have we forgotten tonight that without Him we can what? We can do nothing. And when we choose to disobey His words, what He has spoken, we are not just committing a sin, but we are disobeying the Lord and Savior. We are disobeying the One who has created the very universe that we live in. He is the One who has created the very body that we have, that we are choosing to disobey Him in. You know, tonight maybe is the reason why we are lacking obedience in our lives, because we have forgotten who the Savior truly is. You know, young person that's living in rebellion tonight, have you forgotten who the Savior was? Or maybe the fact is that you have never really understood who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And tonight, you need to come into a real personal knowledge of the Savior. And you will know the truth. And the truth shall what? Shall set you free. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word that You have given to us. Lord, I pray tonight that we would recognize, Lord, that these are life-giving words. Lord, as we respond to them, as we believe in them. Lord, tonight, we can do nothing without the Savior. And Lord, I pray tonight that if we have been seeking to do, Lord, things independently of our Savior tonight, Lord, that we would recognize who He is. Lord, He was the One that made the blind to see, that allowed the lame to walk. Lord, that forgave them, forgave us of our sin. And He is the only One that can enable us tonight to do that which is required of us. Lord, I pray tonight that we would recognize that our joy, our love, is going to be empty unless we are living a life of simple trust in the Savior. Lord, as we look to Him, as we recognize who He is, Lord, that we would recognize that true life is found in His name. I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, is there anyone that would say, you know, Pastor John, I don't know the Savior. And tonight I am bound by sin because the Lord Jesus Christ is not a part of my life, and I have not been set free by His blood. You say, you know, tonight I recognize my need of salvation, to simply come to Him in faith, recognizing Him for who He is and for what He has done. And you say, you know, Pastor John, the Lord is speaking to my heart of my need of salvation tonight. Is there anyone like that tonight? I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed, are you a believer tonight, but you have lost sight of who the Savior is? And there is areas of disobedience in your life. And tonight you need to get a renewed vision of who Christ is. Are you truly on that pathway of discipleship, of continuing in His Word? Have you lost the joy that comes as we follow His Word, as we continue in it? And you realize tonight that the reason your joy is not full is because there's an area tonight that you need to return to the Savior in. And really look to Him, recognizing who He is tonight and His claims upon your life, and that only real life is found through Him. And the Lord has spoken to your heart tonight about an area maybe of sin that you need to get right with Him tonight, so that joy, so that love can truly be in your life tonight as it ought to be. Is there anyone like that tonight? The Lord has spoken to your heart. All right, is there anyone else tonight? Okay, anyone else? Lord's working in your life. All right, you can put those down. Lord, I just pray that we might be abiding, Lord, in You. Lord, we pray that Your love would truly be in our lives. And because of that, that all men might know, Lord, that we are Your disciples. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.